Toby.
Hey, man. Happy Friday.
No, we made it more week.
Another week. We're getting close to a year.
I know.
Can you imagine that?
Episode 51.
I love it.
Pretty exciting.
51. Let's go. What's on your mind?
Today's topic.
Have you ever been in a corporation where your colleagues or maybe you have said, you know what we need? We need more communication.
Actually, hold on.
Let me stop there. A better question is, have you ever been in a group where that has not been a topic of conversation?
Yeah. Has anybody ever asked me to not communicate or to communicate less? I've been asked to hold my opinions or keep them to myself. I've been asked to think before I speak.
Okay.
Some of these are younger career versions.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, Chris, it's funny though, because usually when we have a communication problem, we think it's a lack of communication.
Yes.
Right. So it's usually an ask for more.
Correct.
There's a question behind your question, which is always what I love digging into. Well, what brought this to mind this week? It sounds like there's something kind of,
I don't know if it was this week, but I've been trying, you know, we talk a lot about meetings. Maybe I've got a problem with meetings, but we had an all hands or whatever, and we were, you know, talking, and this topic just seems to come up. And I think what's interesting about this is it's something underlying is broken.
Yeah.
But the response is more meetings that are structured in the same way that aren't necessarily giving the quote unquote communication that the people are expecting.
So it's not even that they need more communications. It's that they don't understand what they are hearing.
Yeah.
And they can't make sense of it.
Like, you can't just raise your hand and say, you know what? I've been here for 15 years and I actually don't know where I fit in this org anymore. Like,
maybe that's the honest conversation a lot of people need to have. I think that's probably really true.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in a meeting for a year and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Or we talk about things that don't seem to have anything to do with creating value for our customers.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this? But those are impolite things to say. So, and also they can be career limiting, right? Yeah. Well,
my favorite is when you have that, like that coworker that just is not afraid or is unaware of their career limiting questions. And it's like, oh, get your popcorn. Johnny's going to play something.
They're warming up in the bullpen. Here they come.
Here it goes.
Yeah. You know, Chris, I think that this idea of, for all of the written messaging and all of the discussions and conversations, we often fail to provide the most basic context to let people kind of land in a discussion.
Yeah.
And so I go back, and I know you and I've talked about it a lot, probably on this podcast too, but it begins with, what is the purpose of a meeting?
Yep.
And then you remind people even why we're there.
Yep.
And the further people are from the day-to-day activities of that group or you know, that purpose, it's really hard to fly in to your fifth meeting in a day and remember what in the hell the agenda is about.
Yeah.
And we do that to our decision makers all the time.
Oh, 100%.
You know? So why do they make such bad decisions? Well, they tried to make a decision based on what we presented them with.
Well, what's interesting is, like, I think when people want communication, it's like, look, where do I fit? Where are we headed? Right?
Yeah.
How do we align? And the reality is, like, if the communication is meeting the audience, which I think sometimes is hard, right? Nothing's been more frustrating in my career when I'm building this PowerPoint. And I think, you know, like there's been a couple of times where I build like this kind of snarky, funny, a little bit sarcastic PowerPoint. And my boss has been, who's your audience? And I'm like, executives. And then I'm like, well, that's just dumb. Like, that's not going to land well. Like,
okay.
But I think the same is true. Like for us, like sometimes we are too afraid to, or we don't slow down enough, because what we're asking for is, if what I heard, right? So when you're saying communication, it's like, if what I heard could align with what I'm doing for 40 plus hours a week, then I wouldn't need any communication. You wouldn't actually even really need any meetings.
Truly. And I think too, so many stakeholders, you may be in the middle of a project, or your functional area, the work that you do, mm-hmm. has a scope, but people that ask for more communication have a different purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to translate from your outcome to how they're impacted by the work you're doing. But we don't always, we have a hard time communicating about communicating.
Yeah. No, the other reason why I thought of this is I finished a book on, I forget what it was on. It was on regret, right? Like, mm-hmm. and it talked about like no regrets, right? And so it talked about tattoos and people have no regrets. And then this guy did like this world regret survey where he basically asked people, and people would say the same thing, but the underlying motivation of why they did the same thing is completely different, right? One might be a missed opportunity and I wasn't courageous, right? Whereas the other one, you know, same decision, but it wasn't necessarily courageous. It was just more about, you know, I chose security, right? Because that was more important. And so it just made me think about this. And I think part of it was I was reading the book on, you know, regret, and then, you know, the next day I have a meeting, and people in the meeting are asking for something that they're not really going to get if you just do more, right? Like more emails doesn't actually make us better.
It's true. I think for those people that are still foolish enough to be engaged in social media, and I count myself among them, you know, there'll be a series of memes that come across, and we all know that the algorithm is dialed so that whatever is, you know, capturing your attention, it's going to flood you with more of that.
Yeah.
And so of late, you know, there's certainly been things about just healthier living, but also, you know, better being in a better mind space.
Yep.
And one of the memes that keeps coming up is this idea of like, happy people do less, but they do it more effectively, right? They lean into a smaller set of things and get very focused instead of trying to truck all over God's green earth and do 700 things. And I feel like, to your point, in 40 hours, it could either feel like I have nothing to do because I did one.
Yep.
Or it could be, oh my God, I've got 70,000 things to do.
Yep.
Truthfully, I think my sweet spot is about a dozen tasks a day at one material thing.
Yep.
Because it gives me enough to feel like I have to be on point and truck through things. But I want to be able to lean into one juicy thing.
Yep.
And that's the thing I take away for the day.
Yeah.
You know, give or take, right? It varies. But, and so I think when we're being asked for more communication, a lot of the times somebody's only told us they've repeated the message poorly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times that happens. Like the kids game, telephone, where you whisper and when the message comes around, it's so wrong, you know, but I feel like that's adulting writ large.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all story and versions of telephone.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think where this is important is like oftentimes the broken process is so far away from our awareness that we don't even actually know what to ask, right? So like other things that people ask is, we need better tools. It's like, do you really? Or do you need people to like, do you need to be more aligned corporately or from a department standpoint? Like, we're working too many hours, right? Or we don't have enough resources. Like, those are all things where it's like, what part of the process is broken? And I guarantee you that something's broken.
Yeah.
And so, did we talk about we talked a little bit about vibe coping, vibe coding.
Yeah.
One of the things that I built and I
on that. Yeah.
One of the things that I built that I want to publish, and I need to figure out how to publish it and not cost myself a bunch of money, because it does use AI, which, you know, sure, it's pennies, but like if this thing takes off, I don't want to have, you know, you know, all sorts of stuff. But basically it's the five whys, but it's five whys for teams. Right. So, and so like, this again is like, okay, why do we need more communication? Right. So the way that this works is like, you would enter a room, right? And that in that room, you would give everybody the room key and they would basically answer that question. Well, why? Right. And so you have everybody in your team, like you got 17. Well, why do we need more communication? And you get five, you get, you know, however many people on your team respond to that. The AI actually takes all of those responses, asks three more questions. The team gets to pick the next question and you ask that and you figure out five times. Because I think so often we think we're doing work because we have to do what is socially acceptable, but we actually don't really know why, I think, a lot.
Boy, that's true. We want a sense of purpose.
Yeah, yeah, right? For sure.
I think universal truth. And so what can be a bigger grind than performing tasks that lack purpose? We don't understand the why behind all this effort. So, Chris, what a great way to charter a project. You know, when you first pull a group of stakeholders together to talk about embarking some effort, the frustration may be felt in little ways across several people, but it doesn't feel material enough to come together and invest all this time.
Yeah.
Because we're only seeing a little piece of it.
Yeah.
So you raise a really interesting question about how do we bring people together for shared perspective?
Yeah.
And when is that necessary? Is it when we begin? Is it every time we meet?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And really, really the point of this podcast is not really, it's not like, you know, go and change the world, right? This is really like, figure out the why. Like, dig deep. Dig below the patent safe response and really think why. And I think, yeah, because I've thought a lot about the word communication, and I think it's like, look, I'm not aligned is really ultimately what it's saying, or I'm not sure if I'm aligned. And so how do we align as an org to the corporate goal? Because no one wants to be like this person that's, you know, out in left field trying to figure out what's going on, playing the wrong, you know, they're playing baseball and everybody else is playing soccer. Like, no one wants to do that, but I think sometimes work feels that way. And so our response, and really the politically safe thing to say, is we need more communication, right? But you're going to get the same communication in the same way unless management changes it. And so then you continue to ask, we need more communication. And then it's this cycle that basically no one's actually being fulfilled.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And everybody is still frustrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I love this thought about how we interrupt, you know, the question. Sometimes it's also the question behind the question.
Yeah.
So somebody says, they make it a statement.
Yep.
We need to increase the communication, or I need more frequency or more detail.
Yep.
But instead of just complying and guessing at what they need, I don't know that my experience has always been that people have sought clarity about what's missing before they just start adding to the pile. So meetings go from once a week to twice a week, but we don't understand what the missing gap was.
Yeah, yeah.
So your why focus is a really great call out here. It's just until we can read minds and stop pretending that we do.
Yeah.
We're going to have these missing elements. So,
yeah, it's interesting. Like, I think the other thing that I've been thinking about is like productivity. Like, productivity shows up in my app all day, every day. I've been thinking about that. Like, does it really matter? And what I mean by that is like, okay, I can do more tasks in a thing, but if those tasks aren't aligned, if they aren't solving a problem in the market, then what is the point of doing more of those menial tasks that basically make me feel like I'm doing work?
Yeah. Does it matter if you did 700 things today it didn't matter to you, or that you did one thing that mattered.
Correct. And I think, you know, I don't know if it's COVID or if it's the fact that we've lost our ability to focus, but we have replaced lots of little non-repeatable tasks with something that can be consistent and known. And I don't have the solution to that. I guess, if you're a manager and you have some sort of authority, you can run your meetings.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say, you know, leadership is situational, right? Yeah. And so if you're convening people, it's not just an opportunity. I think it's an obligation to tell them why they're there.
Yep.
Yeah. And what the intention is and what the desired outcome is.
Have you ever, random thought, have you ever gone to a Toastmasters meeting?
I have not.
I was in Toastmasters for probably 2 or 3 years. And I've been in a couple other organizations that are similar, that are business focused.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting in that, like, they have the same repetitive, boring meeting notes. Right. It's like, hey, can someone read the mission? And it's like, our mission, and it's on the paper, and you read what the paper says. And then you're like, this is this person. This person's doing this role. And there, it's when I'm kind of stumbling here, but when I've been in those meetings, there is this sense of calm in knowing that every single time it's going to be the same. The speakers might be different, right? You're still going to have the certain you know, what's funny about Toastmasters is they'll count your ahs and ums and all of your little things, you know, and it's funny, like, I thought I was such a better speaker, and they're like, Chris, you know, you said 24 times in 5 minutes. And you're like, oh man, that stinks. And, but again, like, it's really all about the practice and getting better at speaking. And
sure,
I think in business, if you have the authority to make the changes to the meetings, run the meetings, run them well. Yeah. Most of them are consistent. Make sure that everybody knows why you're doing the meeting. And make sure that that why makes sense to the people that are attending. Because if it doesn't, then people will ask for more communication. You will have more distracted meetings. The other thing that I've noticed, I don't know if you've seen this, but like, if you watch Zoom meetings, well, or I guess Teams has this feature where you can show like up to 50 people, right? In kind of a room, it like sets them up in chairs and stuff. It's actually fairly cool, but but I caught myself watching people be distracted today. And earlier this week, and I was like, that's interesting. Like, we want more communication. We want to go to a meeting so that we can all check our phones or do our email or whatever. I'm like, just show up.
I love that. I'll tell you, I don't remember if I've mentioned her before. It's a friend here in the Portland, Oregon area named Elise Keith. And she and her husband co-founded a company called Lucid Meetings probably a decade ago now. But Elise, in their work to build a better software solution for online meetings and meeting management, she did this incredible deep dive into the, you know, what is the schema and organizational structure and the types of meeting?
Yep.
What are components of it? And so she's, it's probably been, it was pre-COVID that I want to say that she published her book, but this idea of what is the anatomy of a healthy meeting and then meeting with purpose was a really beautiful approach. And so I've continued to use that. Oftentimes it's not that it's new information that we don't have. It's that we don't think about the context.
Correct.
And so a lot of these skills, but we don't think about the context that people are bringing to our conversations.
Yeah.
Run it like you own it, run it like it matters.
Yeah.
So
for sure. All right, man, we made it through another episode.
Indeed, sir.
Next week.
Thank you. It's been a good year one.
Yeah, next week.
I appreciate our conversation.
Absolutely. Next week, it's 52. We will have a year in the books.
We'll put a bow on it.
All right, man.
See you then.
All right, talk to you there. Bye.